Thank you very much. We're here with Rick Wilshe, CEO of Wilshe Enterprises. I've known Rick since the late 80s. He's worked with some of the most prestigious brands and retailers in the food world and retail world. And he's going to share with us today regarding his experience and insight into 7-Eleven. Rick, thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, Tim, you're more than welcome. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Can you share with us your experience with 7-Eleven and some of your background for our listeners as far as your experiences with 7-Eleven?
Absolutely. Be happy to. Well, the last 3 years I've spent at 7-Eleven at their headquarters here in Dallas, which is where I currently reside, about 20 miles north of Dallas. And with 7-Eleven, I spent 2 years as their national category manager for hot dispensed proprietary beverages, actually covering all of North America, all Canadian and U.S. stores. And that was primarily managing their coffee and tea business. And then I spent a year as project manager for both hot and cold dispensed proprietary beverages, again for Canada and U.S. stores. And prior to 7-Eleven, I spent 10 years with Barnes & Noble College Bookstores as their national merchandise manager for all food and beverage programs. I headed up everything in the convenience world and in the cafe world for Barnes & Noble and their college campus stores. And then prior to going into the retailing side of things, I worked on the sales side. I spent 12 years with Keebler in their convenience division, doing everything from area manager to national account manager to regional sales manager. And I've worked for other CPG-based companies as well. So I've got a pretty good background, pretty well-rounded in the C-store industry.
Exactly. How important is 7-Eleven to the C-store market for people that may not be that familiar with the 7-Eleven stores? Everyone's familiar with Slurpees and 7-Elevens, but how important is it to the overall industry?
It's very important, Tim. 7-Eleven is the 800-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to C-stores. Currently, they have over 8,000 stores in North America and growing. They'll probably hit 9,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada by the end of this year. They have over 40,000 stores worldwide. So they are the largest retailer in the world in terms of total number of stores. And in the U.S. alone, their sales are over $15 billion a year. So
put that in perspective, that's more – they have more locations as far as 7-Eleven than there are grocery stores in the United States.
it's a lot of stores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
People don't realize that they are, you know, truly an international global force with just, you know, tens of thousands of stores everywhere from Europe to Japan, which is where they're based, Taiwan, China, the Philippines. They are all over the world, so they are a huge force.
Is there a such thing as a 7-Eleven consumer? Do they, or just everyone in America goes to 7-Eleven, or do they in any way think about their consumers as a particular group or segment of the population?
Well, you know, 7-Eleven's been in business for quite a long time. It actually started back in the 20s as a ice distributor in Dallas. And they started carrying convenience items for their customers who came to pick up blocks of ice and asked them to carry eggs and milk and things like that. So they were actually the first convenience store in the world, and they are now the largest in the world. The typical 7-Eleven customer is very well defined. They are incredibly good at knowing who their customers are, and they have tremendous programs to make sure that their products and programs are designed towards that customer. So, you know, you think of the typical convenience store customer in the United States, one might think of, you know, a guy named Bubba who likes to come in and get his beef jerky and his cigarettes and his beer. And that is a typical convenience store customer. But, you know, as they move forward and look to grow and expand their business, they are also very actively seeking younger customers, especially female customers. So they are doing things that are in the world of food service. They're increasing their fresh food offerings and things like that. So they do understand who their customer is, and they understand who their target customer will be, 5 years down the road as well.
What are some of the key points for manufacturers to understand that 7-Eleven buyers are looking for in vendors that will, be turned on and work with 7-Eleven as a supplier?
Well, 7-Eleven is very interested in working with both the well-known established national brands as well as strong regional players. For the national brands, they typically look at carrying the top two selling items in each category because they are limited for space, of course, being a convenience store. They don't have nearly as many SKUs as a supermarket or a mass merchandiser. So they tend to be very, very selective and narrow in their focus when they look at what items to put in their national set. So you'll see them doing quite a bit of research, and they are very interested in IRI and Nielsen data. As I said, typically they will put the top one or two in each category or more if room permits and demand permits. They will consider new items, but typically they do want to test them first. They have a very well-developed private label program, and they have very specific criteria established for becoming a supplier for private label. Their 7 Select brand has grown from nothing 2 years ago to over 200 items today, and it's a very good quality product at a very good price. So they are looking for value to their consumer. And for proprietary and food service programs, they are looking for suppliers who will offer them top quality product at a very competitive cost. And as I said, that's definitely a growing area for them as well.
How do you help companies? I know that you do that today. You've got clients and vendors that work with 7-Eleven. You assist them. What do you do to assist an initial client that is interested in 7-Eleven? How does that work, and what value do you bring to them?
Well, there's several ways that I can help a prospective manufacturer or supplier to 7-Eleven. One of the ways I do it now is I work as an independent food broker or a manufacturer's rep, and I have a number of lines that I represent exclusively to 7-Eleven for the manufacturer. It's very difficult to get into 7-Eleven. It's a very complicated retailer to understand. And having been there, obviously I can give them the insider's view of things, and I already have the connections there. I am very good friends still with many, many people in 7-Eleven in the merchandising department. So they tend to want to give me appointments, and they trust me, so it's easier for me to get in there. And I can get their lines in front of the right buyers. So that's the first way I can do it. Yeah, go ahead.
So, Rick, when I hear what you're sharing, so does that mean that not just any company that approaches you, you're going to take to 7-Eleven? I mean, because of that experience and feedback, you're going to have direct and honest feedback for a manufacturer if you think it's appropriate for you to represent them and take them forward.
Absolutely, Tim. That is a great point. One of the reasons why I'm able to get appointments to see the buyers is because they trust me, and they know that I'm not going to bring them anything that's not right for them and for their program. So I'm not going to waste their time, and I'm not going to waste the manufacturer's time. So I tend to be pretty discriminating when it comes to deciding which items I will take on and which ones I will not. And once we get the right items in there, hopefully we can get the buyer then to approve them.
If a vendor works with you, are there opportunities for you to help them avoid any gotchas or any problems? Will you be able to share with a new vendor what's happening and what goes on there, so maybe they won't be hurt in the future as far as any sort of unknowns of dealing with 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I try to base the initial meeting that we have with the supplier and the vendors to be very candid, to really kind of just get all the cards on the table and find out what their goals are, because they may not be realistic. And, I give them a very honest and candid appraisal of what I think their product could do at 7-Eleven. And if that's something that's, interesting to them, then we'll pursue it as long as I feel that it's right for 7-Eleven. but I can also make sure that as we start, you know, working together, I can help the manufacturers avoid going down rabbit holes and wasting time in areas that are not productive or efficient and focusing on the right areas. So that's the kind of guidance that I can bring, having been there and done it myself.
You mentioned earlier, you mentioned IRI and Nielsen data. Will 7-Eleven ever introduce a new product that's unproven, that really doesn't have any broad retail distribution currently?
Well, as a rule, no. They're extremely disciplined in how they go about this kind of thing. They spend a lot of time, the category managers spend a lot of time researching and testing new items, especially proprietary items. So if a manufacturer has a brand new item that's never been proven or tried, but it's on trend and it's something that, you know, looks like it could be the next big thing, they will at least consider that and look at it and possibly put it in the queue to test. And once it tests well, then it can be expanded to all stores. But they would never just bring in something, you know, just willy-nilly and throw it out to the stores. They do a lot of research and a lot of due diligence. So, you know, normally most of the programs and products that they introduce are successful. So, testing would probably be one of the first steps if it's a new item and unproven. And then when it builds up some sales volume and gets a good track record based on their data, you know, they will analyze it very carefully. And if it hits the hurdles that they've set, then they will consider putting in the national schematics on the next round that they do the new sets.
Are there any special issues of working with 7-Eleven? You've mentioned a lot of insight into 7-Eleven, but for vendors, are there any special, unusual, or circumstances that are different at 7-Eleven, maybe compared to other convenience store retailers or just other retailers in general in North America?
Well, I'm going to give you three, and the first one I just mentioned, and that is the incredible amount of research and due diligence that they do. In the professionalism they exhibit for their category managers and in the way that they go about bringing out new programs and products. They are also an extremely large company, as I mentioned before. They're an international company, and there's two reasons why this is important. Number one is because they tend to want to spend a lot of time socializing new programs and products to many different people in the organization. And I'll go into a little more about why that is in a second, besides the fact that they are just a huge company and they like to have good communication so that, you know, merchandising is in tune with marketing and operations and facilities and so forth and so on. So they tend to want to build alignment internally on new programs. Now, that's not for just, you know, like say a new cookie item or candy item, but for a major program that's going to go in all stores, they will spend a lot of time making sure that everybody's on board. So when this thing gets executed, you know, it tends to get done well and right. So the manufacturer can have a lot of high degree of confidence that his program will be rolled out correctly with minimal amount of problems. The other fact that why it's important for it to be an international organization is they are looking more and more for companies who may have products around the world or in different countries that they can leverage against their international stores as well. So they tend to take, you know, a more of a global view of products and vendors and manufacturers to see if they can use their strength to leverage around the world, not just here in the United States. You won't find any other convenience stores, I don't think, doing that. And the last piece that is really important to understand when you're working with 7-Eleven is that they are a franchise organization. Most of their stores are franchised, and their goal is to have just about all of them franchised. And when you're working with a franchisee organization, there are very specific issues that you have to be aware of in order to make sure that you have the most effective penetration in the stores out there. So there's a lot of communication pieces and things like that that go along with that. So it's a very complicated animal with a lot of moving parts, to say the least.
Wow. Wow. If a manufacturer is interested in 7-Eleven and would like to contact you, how can they reach you?
Well, the best way to get me is probably email, and my email address is info@WilshieEnterprises.com, and that's info@WilshieEnterprises.com. I'm also on Facebook under Wilshie Enterprises, LLC, and my direct cell phone number is 267-250-5258, so any of those work.
Oh, wow. Do you have a website?
I actually do have a website as well, yes. That's WilshieEnterprises.com.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your expertise and background with 7-Eleven, and we appreciate your time, and thank you very much. Have a great day.